You really don't need to drive me home, Mr. Johnson, but I do appreciate it. I guess it is kind of late, even if it isn't that far. I think it's sweet for you to be concerned, and I'm sure my parents appreciate it, but, you know, I'm not really their little girl anymore. I'm in college now. Sometimes I even stay out late. Don't tell anyone. You're so funny, Mr. Johnson. No wonder your boys are such a hoot. Oh no, they were no trouble at all. We always have a good time. I really do love sitting for you. They're very well behaved. You and Miss Johnson should go out more. I'd be happy to come over any time. Mr. Johnson, can I ask you something? Oh, nothing too serious. It's just, well, you know, my parents are a little, maybe a little uptight about me dating, and I would really feel awkward talking to them about this, but, you know, I don't know. I feel really comfortable with you. Is that weird? So, it's about a boy. I know, right? Of course it is. There's this guy, like, we don't have any classes together, but we hang out once in a while, and I just don't know how to get him to see me, you know, that way. I know. If he doesn't like me for me, what's the point? Just imagine for a moment that you were this guy. What would I do to get your attention? Maybe get you to see me a little differently? That wouldn't be breaking any kind of man code or something, would it? I do find excuses to be alone with him, but he just doesn't seem to notice, or he thinks it's just a coincidence or something. So something very casual. Just a light touch? Like this, maybe? Just run my hand lightly down his arm, maybe squeeze just a little? I could do that. Oh yeah, that's my turn up there. But I wonder, you know, this is really helping me, and my parents aren't expecting me home until much later. And well, would it be too much if I wanted to keep talking? I really appreciate your advice. Yeah, we could just keep driving for a little while. Or we could stop and park, if you wanted. I mean, then you wouldn't have to watch the road, too. So, try to be alone with them. Try to touch them, but casually. Any other tips that you can give me, Mr. Johnson? Oh, that's very clever. Let me see if I understand. So, maybe a question like, do you think about me in the shower? That's something that makes them think of me in a different way? Right, okay, I get it. Or I could ask, is this enough cleavage? Does this look sexy? Like that? Awesome. No, I'm fine, but I don't mind if you want to turn the AC up a little. Hey, isn't that lookout point ahead? I always love sitting there, just watching the river. Really? Oh, that would be super nice. I'm learning so much from you. I feel like I could just sit and talk for hours. I really like it here. It's so quiet. I can hear the water down against the banks. And the stars, they're so clear, and there's so many of them. Now, I had a different thought. Maybe you can tell me if this makes sense. If I need to make him see me differently, do I also need to make him see himself differently? Make him see himself as someone I could be interested in? No, I'm definitely not any kind of expert. Maybe I've been spending too much time studying my psych courses. You do? How do you think I could do that? That's being kind of obvious, isn't it? Do men really need it spelled out like that? I'd have to say to you, you know, if we were still imagining you were this guy, say to you, you really are so sexy, Mr. Johnson. I wish I could find someone just like you? Like that? Maybe I could take his hand like this and hold it up, brush my face, my lips, lightly against it, almost like a kitten rubs her head against you for petting. Do you think that would work? Or what if I touched him a little less casually? Not on his arm, but his thigh, like this, lightly back and forth. Mr. Johnson, is that all right? I'm not playing any games, Mr. Johnson. I'm really not. You are the sexiest man I know. Whenever you're near me, I start feeling so, so, so turned on. And when you talk, oh, when you say my name, I'm so wet right now. Would you like to feel? Oh no, I don't want to mess up your life. I know you're very happy with your wife and children, and I would never ever want to do anything to interfere with that. But I could be your little secret pleasure, couldn't I? No one would need to know. You're so hard. You do want me, don't you? Can I be your little kitten? Your dirty little secret? Your cock feels so good in my hand. Am I stroking it right for you? It's okay. It's okay to just enjoy this, to just let me. Can I taste it? Oh, I want you in my mouth so bad. Please? Do you like that? God, you taste so good. Your cock feels so good in my mouth like this. Can I call you? Oh God, it gives me quivers just thinking it. Can I call you Daddy? I don't know why. It just turns me on so much. You do? You like it too? Am I your good girl? Please say it. Please tell me. Oh yes. Oh God, yes, Daddy. I'm so hungry for you. Why are you making me stop, Daddy? I want to make you come. I want that so bad. Oh no, I like that. Yes, please, please fuck me. Take me to the back seat and fuck me hard. Fill my needy little pussy. Oh yes, fill me. God, yes, undo them. Just, yes, yes, suck my nipples. I'm so wet. I want it so bad. Give it to me. Give me your cock. Fill me with it. Take me. Use me. God, just fuck me. Fuck me hard. Oh God, Daddy. Oh my God. I've never come so hard. Oh, Daddy, that was amazing. It'll be our secret. I'll be your little kitten whenever you want. I can feel your cum inside my pussy. Feel it dripping out of me. Oh, Daddy, yes, clean up your kittens, kitty. Fuck yes, oh God. Oh God, that feels so good. Ah.